chains with one name. Jews aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Love it.
But yeah, picks
take. Wait, did I tell you about the Raven?
No, what did the Raven do? This is where we'll actually start.
Okay, we'll start here. The Raven, so this morning, it's Monday, college football Saturday. I got a text from the guy at 13 Step, again, who loves us, and I love him, Rodney. He sent me a video of the Raven, said, do not post, but here are the picks. He just started, he still has the same outfit on since the last time I met him.
That guy only has one outfit.
Yes, and it's just sweatsuits. And he just gave me a bunch of picks for Saturday. And if you don't think I'm dying with those, the Raven's such a great, what a character. He's at the bar Monday morning, his AA meetings, just drinking Bud Lights. Fucking love it.
How did he do?
No, this was today. He's setting me, these are the picks.
Oh, I thought those were coming weekend.
No, this is the picks coming up next Saturday. Well, this Saturday.
I mean, yeah, you got to hammer all those.
Oh, yeah.
Were there any you were like, I don't know about this, or you just trust him completely?
I don't give a fuck. He could say, I'm not even kidding, he could say, like, the Patriots are the worst team in the world. I'd bet against them every time.
Is he...
Like the Ravens said he stinks.
Yeah. Is he, like, just football?
No, like, he's... like, right, he's a big college football guy.
Okay.
But he does NFL, he does NBA. But he's a horse, he's a gambler. He's a horse guy, he's all over the place. I think I'm going to have to, like, just meet him on Monday mornings at the bar and just go over picks.
Right.
And because he's a guy who looks at the lines, and, like, you got to put him in early before they change and shit so you feel like you show up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you feel like you move the lines.
Yes, exactly. Which he probably does, to be honest.
That's just Raven life right there.
That's...
But I felt good yesterday. I haven't been giving out, like, weekend picks, but we were here last night, and Big Cat was like, what do you like tonight? And obviously he was talking about Patriots-Ravens, and I said Clippers and the under, 2-0.
I actually live bet the pretty Clippers good last night, -1.5, and they fucking killed it.
They sure did. Yeah, the Jazz were up, like, all three quarters, and then Kawhi was just like, I've had enough.
Last night was a sad night for me.
What happened?
I was just sitting there in bed watching my Curb Your Enthusiasm, like, every night. I was watching the one with the Korean bookie. Great, where they think they eat the dog and shit. It's great. But I was sitting there. I was like, fuck, I got to bet something else. Because, like, I just got the Clippers, get my money down because I had a tough week. I only ended up going down $100, which is a win.
Yeah, that's
but
huge.
I still owe from last week
$1,500. Baby step.
Yeah, I mean, you were down three ding-dongs.
Yeah, and I erased one ding-dong.
One and a half dongs.
No, I paid a half.
Ah.
yeah, it's tough. And but I bet Cal Poly versus Hawaii volleyball, women's volleyball. Cole, you got to get into volleyball.
I won't do it.
It was electric in there. It was a blackout. It was a blackout.
It was a blackout?
It was a blackout in Hawaii. Boy. Coming out there ranked Hawaii, I didn't even know, but I had Cal Poly. I was retweeting Cal Poly's, like, actual Twitter page.
I was wondering why I saw volleyball highlights on my timeline. I didn't know it was you.
Yeah, it was me. I want to see who, like, the social media person for Cal Poly. Like, what is happening? We usually get 7 likes. How is this going on?
We're going crazy over here.
They lost. They definitely lost 3-1 sets, but it was a good time. I had a great time.
You took Cal Poly?
Yeah, +300.
Hawaii.
I found out about the blackout after.
That's tough. But Hawaii, like, that's, like, all they have. Like, they have volleyball. Like, that's their thing.
Is that that's
and what football now?
Yeah,
shit.
Football's kind of just like.
Well, yeah, that when you're playing at Hawaii, but you already knew that. Like,
the
only time I've been to Hawaii, the whole flight was just other volleyball teams going to play in Hawaii.
Why? You say it just like the other motherfuckers.
What?
It's Hawaii.
Hawaii.
No, not Hawaii.
It's literally, they put an apostrophe before that last I.
But, bro, it's Hawaii. No one says Hawaii.
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 I said the announce. I was yelling in my bed. My mother's home. She goes, what are you yelling at? I said, you say Hawaii. Hawaii.
How'd she say it?
She said Hawaii. She's a smart rat.
Tyler, break this tie here.
Hawaii.
I don't know.
I don't know which way. Yeah.
I think Tyler said different than everyone.
Yeah.
He says it like Kauai.
There is no right way. Yeah.
Hawaii. Yeah. But. yeah, no, this board. I don't care for this board at all right now. The Rockets might be the worst team in the league.
They're having problems.
They were down, what was like 52 to like 18 last night to the best team in the league, the Miami Heat.
They can't shoot.
They sure can't.
I feel like the Rockets play every night.
The Rockets and the Hawks play every night.
Yes, they do. Well, the Hawks aren't playing tonight.
They are. No, they finally got their first off night.
Celtics
of the
haven't played since Christmas of 86.
No, we play once a week. We're an NFL team. We have an 82-week schedule.
I really don't remember when they played the Knicks last.
Yeah.
That was so long ago.
Decades. 4 weeks ago.
And like the Rockets I just saw them play the Nets. They played last night. They're all over the place.
They are. The Nets play a lot, too. The Pistons are always playing. Pistons play tonight. And the Suns. These teams are just constantly playing games.
I need to talk to you guys about the Suns. What's going on? They're favorites.
I think they're good.
They're favorites into the Sixers tonight.
They're not.
No, they're indeed. The one, like, they're, I thought I read that wrong. They're one. They're right, plus they're one plus and one. A half, which is what's happening. And Ayton's not playing.
No.
He hasn't been playing.
And as Brandon Walker loves
but they're still good, yeah.
Loves to point out that their offense struggles, but their defense improves when Ayton doesn't play.
Fucking idiot.
That's his go-to line.
I mean, for whatever it is, they're 4-2, and their two losses are by 1 point. So at home with no Embiid, I don't think that's a crazy line.
And Aaron Baines, Tyler knows this, mixtape listeners know this much. When Aaron Baines was on the Celtics the last 2 years, that's when the Celtics were the best at their absolute best. Whatever it is with Aaron Baines, when he's on the court, his team just plays better.
He's good, that. Yeah.
No, he's good.
He's going to be playing, which I think he is.
And you're right. The two losses they have are against good teams and by one.
Yeah, one was
by 1 point.
Like, Nuggets was overtime, and then they lost to the Jazz.
So, yeah, like the Suns have just been good. The Sixers have won. They're the only undefeated team left. They almost fell to Portland the other night until Korkmaz hit that game-winning three. But, yeah, that's my first pick. I got the Suns plus one.
I think you have to take the Suns there.
Have to.
With no Embiid, I think the Suns. And this is – I was talking to Hubs today. I think this is the last game we're going to be able to get the Suns before everyone's realizes about the Suns.
Right.
The Sixers are obviously 5-0. Everyone's like going to hammer the Sixers. Suns are going to win. And they're like, then everyone's going to figure out these spreads and we're all fucked.
Right.
So just get it while it lasts.
Yeah, tonight. I think honestly we're already probably too late.
Like I think this is dead last game.
They're going to lose by exactly two. Yes. We're going to be pissed. But, no, I agree. If and when they win this game, yeah, it's over. Mm-hmm. We can't bet the Suns the rest of the year.
And I'll we have to stop this. Questioning.
If and when they lose this game, that plays right into my pick. I think the Sixers win, but winning margin, 1-5. I think it's going to be a close one. That's plus 410.
Plus 4. We got to get him, like, just a nickname, like the Underdog Tyler or some shit like that.
He's the parlay kid.
Let me tell you, Underdog Tyler is not the name.
No.
What a shitty name.
You give him the underdog tag after he picks a favorite, no less.
Hand him the favorite while the kid's
at it
again. I should
have kept that one to myself. Come on, Underdog Tyler. What do you got, Underdog Tyler?
We call him UT.
Now, UT, your track infection is pretty good.
Yeah, you... Not UTI, it's UT.
Oh, I added the I. All right, you're a urinary track.
Though I will say this, Suns by also 1-5 is also plus 410. So whichever side, if you think it's going to be like, is anybody blowing anybody out of this game? I don't think so.
So that's a good bet to take both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, put 100 on each. You're winning money no matter what.
No.
Unless they win by more than five. Tyler had the Celtics winning by like exactly 18 points over the Knicks, needed to win on the last shot.
good guy who shot that though.
There's Duke on Duke crime mush. There's been a lot of that recently.
A lot. Duke keeps posting about it too. It's like, relax, we got a season to play.
There was some Kentucky on Kentucky crime yesterday too.
I know.
Didn't like it.
I met Kentucky fans today. They upset me.
Yeah,
they were kids. But they liked Barstool, but they started chirping me about Duke. They were like eight.
You're just yelling at them like an owl.
They're in my head. Tomorrow might be the season for Duke. I'm just letting everyone know.
I heard you guys were struggling with like Bahama Tech.
Bro, no one played. Bahama Tech is actually like that's a name you'd probably recognize. The name that they played, you would not.
They finished third in their conference last year, McMahon. I'll have you not disrespect them.
I don't want any angry tweets from the Bahamians out there. Pelicans Nets, a game Mush circled as a quote unquote good game.
Must watch. So the Nets have been -4 every game. I've realized I took a -4 against the Pistons. They lost. That I think the Nets can only play at home.
Even then.
And they barely could do that. But right. I'm just saying, like, the Pelicans, fuck. I want to bet the Nets again, but the Pelicans really get in my goddamn head.
I'm taking the Pelicans +4, no question.
Why?
It's falling apart in Brooklyn early, which I didn't see coming. Legitimately didn't see coming. When you yell...
Not this early.
When you yell at Joe Harris, you've made an act like all the stuff that happened in Boston, that's just the business. You know, this isn't... The sports, it's a business. That's what they like to tell you, and it's a cold business. But when you start yelling at personal friends of mine, guys who literally only make correct decisions on the court... Now we've got issues.
That is, you can't yell at Joe Harris.
Can't yell at Joe Harris.
He was like, yeah, you should have passed it to me, right? That was the play, dum-dum.
Joe was like, no.
Joe Harris literally is the guy everyone needs on a team. He goes out there and takes threes.
You need 30 Joe Harris.
And he
hits them too.
He hits them, and he's a positive bag. He's a positive fucker.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Curry, I'm not saying it because he's your guy's friend. I'm saying it because I enjoy Joe Rat.
Yeah.
But I'm going with the Nets. I'm going with the Nets -4. There's turmoil. There's a lot of shit. They need to win. This is their season.
This is a must win.
If they lose this game, cancel it. You have to. 2-5.
Hey, Harry he thrives under pressure, man. He's like, this is great. I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah. He thinks the team's doing well right now.
Yeah, he's like,
he goes, I'm averaging 30 points. We're doing great.
You're picking against the Duke Pelicans.
I've been because I was on the three times they lost, pissing me off. Once Zion's back, I'll be back.
I mean, Jahlil Okafor was cooking the other day.
Everyone write that in when Zion's back, hammer the Pelicans.
I don't think people need to write that down. I think they're going to just do that.
I think we'll remember. Yeah.
Do you have anything on this game, Tyler, or what's your second pick?
Nah, I got nothing. Next one I got is Detroit Washington, which will not be a good game.
No.
Which is why I like to find out early and often if I'm out. Andre Drummond, Detroit's first basket and the winner, +950.
Okay.
Yeah, they're +3.
Listen, Andre Drummond has won every single jump ball this season. That's just what he does. Mm-hmm. Now, he hadn't always got the first point, but again, I want to know what to care about in this game early. Hopefully not very much.
Whoa. If he's going to score the first points, too, it's going to be like Reggie Jackson hoisting and him getting an offensive rebound and putting it back in.
Take that name off your lips.
I know most of their backcourt is just not playing.
Reggie's out. Derrick Rose day-to-day. Tim Frazier's day-to-day.
It's a lot of Bruce Brown.
And then, obviously, Blake Griffin's out. And Sekou Dembélé is out.
Sekou Dembélé. I could absolutely see Reggie Jackson even out taking the first shot because that's Reggie Jackson.
Either way, that's not going in. No, so no, I like it even more for Drummond.
Yeah, I was correct, Motion, saying that Reggie Jackson will not score the first basket.
Yes, very correct. Also, great blog by the – I didn't read it, but I watched the video where that guy came off the sidelines and laid that guy out. That football one?
Oh, yeah, that was insane.
Unbelievable.
I didn't realize you were talking about a completely different sport.
Well, I was thinking about because Reggie Jackson's going to come off the court and shoot tonight, and then this guy just laid, he's not scoring a touchdown. Well, I don't know why people don't do that.
They awarded that team a touchdown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was the game-winning touchdown, no less.
Okay, I understand why people don't do it anymore.
Yeah, it was worth the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anything, those refs might be the best refs of all time for even seeing that.
Yes.
Because there were 10 guys on the field. He was the 11th. Like, they didn't have any advantage of replay. Like, they called that on the fly. Like, NFL refs with replay don't get that call right.
You have to promote them right away.
They need to be on the Super Bowl this year and any New Orleans Saints playoff game.
Yeah. Pick one.
All right, fine. Mush, what's your third game?
I'm just I'm a turmoil fucker today. Rockets -5.5.
Terrible.
Who are they playing?
I don't know if you guys,
Grizzlies.
I don't know if you guys know that. Mm. Ja Morant's still not good, and the Rockets are going to wipe the floor with them. This is where they're
Westbrook's not playing.
That's way better.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see that. If it just all hardened now.
Yeah, because now it's like, wow, going off. Yeah. This is why we have problems, because it's not me, it's Russell. And then he just goes off. He scores 45 points and dishes 12.
I love Ja coming off scoring 24 points. And you're like, this guy stinks.
No, yeah,
he's still. I was like, I know he had a good game.
Only two games is a small serving size of him doing well.
He's on the season averaging 18.8. He's still shooting 50% from three. Shooting 51.4% from the field.
So. All right, let's put a date on it. Let's put a date on it where I have to make a rational decision of him being good or not. And I will not just say he's not good.
All-star game. So all-star break.
Deal.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I have to sit here and actually, if I really don't think he's good, I will say it. Okay. I will.
All right.
But if you think he's good, you have to admit, I was wrong.
Yeah, I have to admit. Stupid fuck. Can't wait for him to come on this podcast.
So you've got the Rockets by 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm already square today.
You are, but you are taking a home team.
Besides Suns. Suns are underdogs.
Yeah, Marty underdogs. That's what they call them.
I can't believe I said that.
It's awful. My
bad word.
Yeah, my third and final. It's a big number, but I'm okay with it. The Trailblazers minus 10 against the Warriors. I don't care that the Warriors, like their bench unit was playing inspired the other night. Those guys stink. Each and every one of them stinks. The Trailblazers don't. I think the Trailblazers win this game easily.
I feel so bad for them. Every time they put it, like, I would, if I was a social media team, Warriors? I just would not put the starting lineup out. So, like, we don't know what it is. Can't tweet it out.
That in the final, after you lost by like 40 points, and just like final.
Yeah, just final.
Those are always the saddest posts, too. Like, yeah. Especially when a game's close towards the end. Like, I saw this last year with the Yankees in the playoffs a lot. They would be like, before the, what was it, 16-1? Mush?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Didn't have to confirm.
Before that game, they were like, it's 1-1 heading into a pivotal game three, and then 16-1. Like, they didn't tweet the entire game. It was just like the pre-game hype video, and then final.
Smart. It's good. That's a good job right there.
That's going to be so tough, though. You're just sitting there like, oh, boy. Because even the one happens, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's like... It's got to be hard to be like a fucking Pacers social media manager.
Final. We stink.
We are the Indiana Pacers. We're always going to stink.
Yeah, final. Thank God that's over. Hey, you.
Wait, Todd, what's your third one?
My third is from the Portland Golden State. Portland, like, I agree this is going to be a blowout. That's why I'm taking the fourth quarter race to 25 points. Mm. This game's going to be well in hand before then. Neither. Plus 1240. Now, Golden State alone is plus, I think it was 144. So if you just think they just stink from start to finish.
Yes. So you need a blowout. Because if it's close, you're fucked.
Like, I needed to be over in the third quarter. So all of Portland's bench players play the fourth quarter.
I think close is what you want. Because... Portland will play defense.
No, but fouling. Yeah, fouling at the end is the only
problem. That's why I think you need it close to start the fourth. So Portland can like go
and
on
Portland
like a
blows
early,
them out with 5 minutes.
Oh, like blow it away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want because if it's close, they're gonna start fouling and then but then you're right, close they'll just keep playing defense and they'll not just chuck up threes when they're banging them out.
You need Portland up like 7 heading into the fourth, so they have to give it the old college try to start the fourth. And then, like, there's like 5.
They go on the 17-5 run.
Yeah. Then the fourth quarter, then the latter half of the fourth quarter, no one's even trying. Both teams just want to leave at that point.
I don't know. Eric Paschal's going to be like, this is my time to shine.
He has been saying that out loud on the court.
Listen, he's been cooking on the court, too. Maybe he's right.
Yes.
The problem with that bet is my brain, it's hard for my brain to watch those ones. Because it's already a score on the scoreboard, and then I'm trying to wait, that's only 3 points. Ah, fuck. And then you got to do it for both. It's very hard to keep track.
I look at, like, after the third quarter, you have to check it, and I'm like, okay, if they get to 101, I'm done. That's the only number I have to remember.
Oh, if this team gets to 101, this team gets to 105.
Yeah.
Right, oh, yeah. Gosh. That's only, so it's not like, oh boy, they're seven away, they're four away. I'm just like, okay, if they get to 101, that's all I'm looking for.
Warriors play four games this week.
0-4. Wow.
they got at Houston Wednesday, because Houston always plays. That's a national TV game too. Yuck. ESPN thought they crushed that scheduling before the
oh,
game.
Boy. Harden going for 60, 10, and 10.
You think Klay Thompson's happy right now?
Klay Thompson doesn't even know the season started yet.
I think he's always happy. That
yeah,
guy
I think
is
he's
great.
Always happy too. But I think he thinks that like when he comes back, he's going to be able to turn his team around. How long is Steph out for?
3 months.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, it's bad.
I don't know why he would play this year.
No, there's no reason to.
None. Because he can't make the – like he might get voted into the All-Star game like how Iverson used to when
he was
out of the league.
He still will. Because yeah. People that vote are like kids. And right. Steph Curry's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Kids
nah, he's
favorite.
In there. Yeah. So he's too big, yeah.
But still, he won't be ready to – will he be ready to play by then? No, probably not.
Still get in.
Yeah, no, he'll get in the game. I'm just saying, like, the only reason I thought he might come back would be to play in that. But
yeah,
if he's no. still, like
– Oh, nah. Yeah, he'll still get the nod.
Yeah, he'll get the nod. But, yeah, no, that's – ah, boy.
Poor fucks.
Yeah, no, it's sad times. But they're – like, I was saying it on Twitter the other day. The more people, like, are openly laughing at the Warriors and, like, mocking them, the better chance they get the top pick in the draft's going to be.
Yeah, and then we're all fucked again.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and then they're going to, like – they're also going to sign Giannis.
Oh, yeah. No, they'll definitely get the number three pick and Giannis. And also, I don't even know, Giannis' brother. He just comes to dunk for them.
Giannis is so nice.
Great guy.
All right.
That's the pick. Take over on kindness.
Over on kindness.
Did you see him dedicate that win before the game
yeah,
yesterday?
Yeah, I know. That's why I say he's nice. Tyler Underbegs. Got it.
It me.
I'm so ashamed of myself for that coming out of my mouth.
That was insane.
It wasn't good.
That was insane.
And you two not saying anything is upsetting.
We did. You I said something instantly.
No, I said it. Well, listen back. I said, I can't believe I just said Tyler Underbogs.
That's what I'm saying. You knew it was bad.
Yeah.
Nobody needed to say anything.
No, I need. My friends need to be like, Marty, take a lap. That was bad.
I mean, your Mondays.
I'm say man to man, that's stunk.
Your Mondays are typically your off day. You come in Monday, your brain's not on yet.
Oh, I haven't.
By Friday, you're talking about loads in the back of your
yeah, no, yeah. I ramp it up around Wednesday. Because I'm usually
you're
like,
cooking, yeah.
Because I've been at this five, slept in that goddamn green room so many fucking times. It's disgusting.
We just need to get like an actual like mattress put in there.
Yes, for me.
That'd be filthy.
Or like a Murphy. Do you know what a Murphy bed is?
No, I don't know what a Murphy bed
is. Those are the ones that are in the wall that you can like pull out.
Oh, in those movies and it like snatches you up.
Yeah.
Every single dad in New York movie bed.
Yes, yeah, divorced dad bed. Yeah.
Yep.
We need to get you one of those. Imagine if you just like could push a button and a bed fell out. That'd be perfect for you.
That'd be unbelievable. I'd be playing with it all night. I wouldn't sleep.
Keep getting folded up like cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd be like, where's Mush? And you just hear like help from inside the walls.